Hi, this is David Gibson with Sound Healing Radio. Welcome and thanks for joining us. Today we're going to be talking about music and music production, sound healing music, and various styles of production that people do. It's really, we're going to be listening to a lot of music, so it's not just for a music producer or someone that's going to be doing recording, although you'll probably get a lot out of that as well if that's your interest. You know, of course, you know, my main background is audio recording engineering. That's how I started out 17 years ago as a recording engineer, and produced a lot of groups and worked with a lot of people over the years, and actually wrote the number one selling book in the world called The Art of Mixing, and in audio, and it uses visuals of sounds to explain how to mix, and so I'm able to visually show every style of mix in the world. And then I wrote a second book called The Art of Producing as well. And now that I'm doing all sound healing work, you know, I don't really talk too much about those books and that production, but and bring a bit of it back in. Today's intention is about truly about direct connection to higher beings that come through you in music. Or higher, or just spirit coming through. You know, it was back in, it seems like back in the 80s, or even all the way back to the 60s, a lot of the songs that came through seemed to be like downloads. You know, it wasn't like there were so much, there were some that were really crafted and really, you know, they spent a lot of time working on it. Like even, you know, yes, probably had some downloads, but, you know, there was a lot of crafting to it. And, there's, you know, by the way, I don't want to bring in any judgment in any in this conversation, as I probably will somehow though, but because it's really all music is good, you know. There's no bad music. All music is working to organize information and organization. There's only a bit of music that really tiny amount that really I don't like, that I think is practically evil, and that's, it's actually the only part is there's certain aspects of death metal. I mean, death metal is some, a lot of death metal is just fun, you know. It's fun. In fact, I used to live with a woman who she was a Japanese taiko drummer, you know, and Japanese taiko drumming. They scream their guts out. I mean, it's like, wah! You know, every time they're playing a song, they're throughout the song, they're screaming like crazy. And she had a son that was 16 years old, and he was in a death metal band. And, you know, I was in a conversation with him once, and she was saying to him, you know, why do you do this junk? You know, he's actually a really sweet kid. He was a very, very wonderful kid. I mean, did a lot of charity work for people and stuff. It was really nice. But and she said, why do you do that? He says, Mom, I'm not doing anything different than what you're doing with the Japanese taiko drumming. We're just screaming, you know, releasing energy. It's really, really funny. You know, I mean, certain sounds and certain frequencies are going to be more activating than others, you know, but it's really about the intention behind the music, you know, and what you're bringing in. You know, even a lot of rap, even though it can be really, really negative and well, you know, it can actually be really bad. But a lot of rap is mostly just about getting energy out and also being able to feel the bass, because, you know, they're wanting to feel something. They're wanting to feel something. They'll crank up the bass and feel it. It's not much different than us getting on a sound table. You know, I love getting on the sound table with the bass cranked up, and it just vibrates my whole body because it just it puts a frequency through me. I don't think rap is too much different. Of course, there's certain rap that's not that great. So there's music, you know, that are downloads. And back to the, you know, 60s and 80s, a lot of the songs that came through seemed to be just like inspired. You know, and it doesn't seem like there are that many groups that are just, it's, when you listen to their music, it sounds like it came from somewhere else. It just sounds divinely inspired. You know, it's like, what are some groups from back then? You know, I always think of even Bob Dylan, you know, it's just, or different groups that just, the music would just come through them. And they would just get it. Oh, it's so funny. I just saw an interview with Neil Young on Charlie Rose. and he was saying, you know, he totally just waits for downloads. And in fact, whenever he gets a download, he immediately will stop whatever he's doing. He said if he'll be at dinner with somebody, you know, say, sorry, gotta go. And he'll just leave. He'll just walk out and go and get on the computer or get on his guitar and start writing it all down. Because he knows those downloads only come when they come. So he's had many situations where he's just walked out of the room with people in the middle of a conversation. So it's interesting, you know, that connection. But now that connection is happening in a whole new way. And the downloads are coming through people quite a lot through, you know, singing crystal bowls and through singing with crystal bowls, through just, through soul songs, people doing soul songs, and through people, you know, being out in nature and songs coming to them. Or, a lot of just improvised music is sometimes it comes through. And there's, you know, but it seems like there's very little music on the radio that are actually just downloads. I do have some interesting examples. Well, actually, before those examples, let's see. Yeah, here we go. I want to play first a song that's not a download. And in fact, there's something really interesting about this song, and then we'll get to some of the actual interesting downloads that I've come across and actually recorded recently. First, this song is by Deva Premal, and it's called Om Namo Bhagavate. And it's not a download. It's actually a well-known song from, from India. But the cool thing about this song, and I've played this before, but I just love it so much, I want to play it again. The cool thing is it was recorded by a guy named Paul White, now called Paul Lumen. And Paul, or Lumen, as he's now called, actually figured out a way to record thought forms. And he actually recorded, in the background, he recorded the thought form of Deva Premal actually transmitting love. He actually connects electrodes to the brain and then puts them through a microphone preamp with a special tube that's got special gas in it. And then he modified Pro Tools to be able to record 148 tracks. Now he actually takes four computers to be able to do it now. And he's able to record thought fields. And there's also, if you check out, Ecstatica.com, ECSTATICA, he's got a new recording where he recorded someone in the state of Tantra connecting to spirit. And there's a whole series of CD series where they for love making, and really powerful. But this one with Deva Premal, he recorded her transmitting love, receiving love, and being one with the universe, and put this recording of these three recordings of these three energies in the background behind this song. And it's really, really effective. So see if you can tune in and hear that energy behind it. This is Om Namo Bhagavate by Deva Premal. Are you there, Don? Hello. Don!
Om Namo
you know, out of all the production and recording I've done, my highest value in music is when it leaves you in a place of perfect peace and stillness and presence, where you just don't want to move. And at that moment, your hearing is completely different than when the song started, but you hear every little sound around you in detail. And I found that what does that is mostly a song that ends on the root frequency or root pitch of the key of the song and fades out slowly to silence. What that does is it when it fades out slowly, it interfaces the sound to the silence. So essentially what happens is the pitch is still there. It keeps going, even though it's faded out. It's like you are, because it's resonating inside of you. I can still hear it at the pitch of this song here. So the thing that really puts you into that state of perfect peace as well is when you have a huge amount of bass on the song. So the song ends with a very large drone into this silence, fades out slowly. You know, it's probably Pink Floyd that was what turned me on to that, is having these slow fades. Also a group called Camel from years ago I used to listen to. They'd have fades that would just slowly fade out. And, you know, a lot of other groups did that too, but the Pink Floyd and Camel did it all the time, a lot. And it will leave you in this space of just perfect peace. So that's often when I do music production, that's what I'm really looking for, more than anything, is to leave you in that place. Because I really believe that when the music ends, about 30 seconds to a minute afterwards, there's often a healing that happens. There's goosebumps, there's chills that come in, there's energy that comes in, and other people have mentioned that seems to be true as well. So that song did it. It ended on the root frequency at the end. So I want to continue here with another song. This is by Sunatam. And, you know, this isn't really a download, and it doesn't really end the way I'm speaking, but this song, it's just the energy of it, and besides the fact that Sunatam is just such sweet, meek, you know, not meek, that's almost a bad word, just sweet energy, you know. Not overbearing at all, but she's got a power to her. She can really sing strongly as well. But this song, what reason I really like it? It brings forth the energy of joy. When I hear this song, I just imagine a room full of people singing together and just looking at each other and smiling joyfully. So Don, go ahead and play. You can probably just play a couple of minutes of this, if you will. This is Sunatam Kaur off the album Prem.
Gobinde mukande udare apare
Inspired. When every single component comes together in a way
that they all sync together. And it seems like there's very few songs I even remember that are like that. It's kind of the songs that kind of just take you out. There's a couple of Pink Floyd songs. What's that? Peace Train. Always like that by Cat Stevens. Always kind of takes me out. But there's not a huge amount of songs where all these components come together. You know, also, it wasn't until recently that a lot of people really started using intention. You know, if you can keep your intention for what you want to transmit very clear the entire time while you're creating the music, and have your recording engineer holding that intention, and having everybody in the room holding that intention consistently for the entire recording session. Even you can't have bad music that way. Even if it's bad, it's still going to be inspired, and that energy is going to come across. You know, I did a recording session at the studio, just at the school at our Sound Healing Institute, and just about 2 weeks ago, and they were working on a song called something like Grounded Spirit, or no, it's Grounded Love, and. So, I went in and I said, okay, what's the intention of this song? They said, grounded love. And I said, okay, stop now. Let's get into that frequency. Focus on what that energy is. Grounded spirit or grounded love. Love that's grounded into the earth. Feel it. Feel it as deeply as you ever felt anything. And so we got into that state and we held that energy. I said, okay, we're now ready to record. And I was holding that energy as well. I held my hand up and held that energy through the entire song. And so that energy now is imprinted. It's been shown that when you record music with an intention, that intention gets recorded onto the CD. And when you play it back, the intention comes across. This has been proven by the recordings of Dr. Emoto has done, where he's played back music. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people say classical music is the best music out there, the highest music out there. Well, a lot of classical music doesn't have every single player. In fact, most classical music doesn't have every single player in the symphony actually holding a strong intention at all. Their intention is often their intention is to create magic, so it's not bad, you know. But sometimes their intention is just to get the notes right, you know. And they're definitely not transmitting a higher intention across, you know. Maybe there's some conductors that actually get the symphony to do that, but I've never heard of anyone. So we've got in this song, I'm holding the intention, and I'm also just being open. But what happened in this song is when I was recording a MIDI saxophone, that's a saxophone that actually plays a synthesizer and it allows me to use my breath on this song, the notes on the computer got stuck. So I would stop playing and the notes would keep recording. It would just keep recording the same note. And I thought, oh, I've got to erase this when I'm done, you know. And I played it back and it was perfect. In fact, it's what made this recording. So now, whenever I play this recording, like 90% of the time, people get beings that come and do healings on them, especially in our sound therapy center. This is just like a 6 or 7 minute version, but we have a 20 minute version. So tune into this, and now if you want to take it further, use your own intention. So if you have anything going on for yourself, anything physically, mentally, emotionally, or even spiritually going on, anything in your life or anything physically going on, ask that with this music it be healed or released so you can get back to your natural being, which is just pure love and light. Okay, go ahead and play this one, Don. This is Awakening. keeps you in that place of perfect peace. You know, we actually have a caller to on the air now. Go ahead and put him on, Don, and we'll answer a question here.
I'm on, actually.
Oh, hi.
My name is Don. I wanted to just comment on the work that you're doing.
Uh-huh.
And acknowledge it. I'm sort of involved in the same type of work myself.
Uh-huh. Okay, what is it you do?
Well, I'm a musician, a composer, music producer. I work with Dr. Len Horowitz.
Uh-huh.
With Tetrahedron Records.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm head of production for the label.
Mm.
And we are focusing on the love codes in Da Vinci's research.
Mm-hmm.
What's known as the perfect circle of sound. I noticed that your frequencies are very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
To those. Are you conscious of that work?
Yes, quite well known. Yeah, that's a whole other aspect of music production that I hadn't even mentioned, and that is the tuning that you use. You know, of course, I have talked on past radio shows about tuning to the harmonic structure, but you're talking about tuning to the solfeggio.
Well, yes, but we're being specific at the frequencies. The prime frequencies for tuning are chosen and have an anomaly which enables them all to be divided by 3, 6, or 9.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately 3, of course. And
uh-huh.
And there's a lot of, let's say, surprising results from people listening to music tuned to those frequencies. I've actually myself been recording music in those frequencies since around 1990. And when Dr. Horowitz came out with this work, I was somewhat surprised that someone else had recognized this. I was doing it
mm-hmm.
sort of intuitively.
That's great. Well, God, I appreciate your call, and it sounds like you're doing great work there, really.
Well, you too. I'm enjoying the show, so I just wanted to call in and let you know that.
All right. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yeah, you know, there's really two types of music, and there's also, I guess, a third type that kind of rides both of these two types as well. And that's one. The first type is just music that has melody, and often has a very distinct rhythm. And then the second type of music is music that doesn't have much melody at all, and not very much rhythm, and basically all it leaves you with is the sounds. And either you get bored or you start tuning in to the sounds, and you really the sounds become the music and the actual tones. You know, of course, people that play crystal bowls, I mean, just the sound of the crystal bowl is really healing as well. And you know, so there are different tuning systems, and the main tuning system that a lot of people used to use is the either the Pythagorean or just intonation, because you know this is the tuning system that birds sing to, so it's really much more natural, and so it ties into the distance between the planets and ties into a full range of things in nature. In fact, we actually just talked about it 2 weeks ago. And then the whole series that the caller was just talking about as well. It's really, really great. So there's a whole nother range of music and production, and that's where other beings completely come through the recording. There's a woman that is one of our instructors. Her name's Sylvina, and we've just had a whole slew of different beings that show up in the studio. Oh, which one? What was that, Don? good. We've got the upload of another recording. It's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. In fact, I don't think that. No, I'm sorry. It's not. It's actually on the email after that. It looks like we actually don't have it ready, but because I just uploaded it. It's a recording. I'll go ahead and preface it. It's a recording by Tom Kenyon, and Tom Kenyon just channeled Raphael, the Archangel Raphael, who is the angel of healing, and he simply let Raphael come through him and sing through his voice. Also, like I said, there's one of our instructors, Sylvina. She does this a lot. In fact, she had once a six-year-old that came through, and it was really interesting because it's on the recording that we sell called Pachelbel, and she's singing melodies to Pachelbel canon, very powerful song. And then the six-year-old started showing up, and later she said, "Oh yeah, the six-year-old just working really hard. He was working so hard to get the notes right." It was interesting. I just started crying when she said that. Because, you know, it's so often in music, it's like people are working so hard to get things right that they don't stop and let the energy come through. There's some other good examples of music that is not at all performance. You know, there's a lot of Native American music that, you know, they're not playing it to perform. It's like even Deva Primo and Sunatam. I mean, in a way, technically, they're doing a performance. They're doing a performance, and they're trying to get in pitch. I mean, and there's still spirit coming through. Of course, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it all. I mean, I just love it. It opens my heart and everything. But it's still, in a way, it's a performance. Whereas there's, you know, some music that there's no performance about it at all. And, let me check in with Don and see if we don't have the sounds. Let me check here and see if we've got the Tom Kenyon sound. Okay, you know, this is crickets slowed down. There's nothing on here but crickets. There's real crickets, but there's also the angels underwater. There's no sounds on here that aren't crickets. So this choir that you're hearing is actually the sound of crickets slowed down. This is quite amazing that... In fact, you know, in our sound healing program, we actually have a program called from Cornell University called Raven, where we actually listen to a full range of sounds slowed down. And you know, nature, it's just. I mean, there's no better sound healing singer than nature. Nature is just they're just professionals. They are the best. You know, God, crickets are singing to your heart in a really condensed, fast way. Quite amazing thing. There's also, we've got some recordings of Mark Wren. And in slow motion, it's like unbelievable how detailed the melody is. Crickets slowed down. Okay, let's go to the next one, Don. having a little trouble with uploading there via Tom Kenyon, so we'll have to play that another time. However, you can go to Tom Kenyon's site, and I'm sure he still has it as a free download. He's got like a channeling of all different archangels, but this one he actually was giving away for free. I bet you he's still giving it away for free, and it's called Sounds of Raphael. Really highly recommend it. So, you know, in the long run, you know, when it comes to music production, I mean, there are a lot more details we get into. I've got an online sound healing music production course. We're actually in the middle of it right now, but we'll be starting another one in September. If you're interested, you can email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call us at 415-777-2486. And we also, of course, have the sound healing music production course at the school. That's totally besides the whole sound healing program that we have that has nothing to do with music production, that we hold a whole semester and associate degree program. If you're interested, again, the number is 415-777-2-HUM. That's 2-H-U-M or 2486. And by the way, of those of you listening, 486 is the height of the Great Pyramid, by the way. Just thought I'd throw that in. So the, you know, the thing to leave you with is the most important thing of all in sound healing music production or any type of music production is to hold your intention consistently as if in a trance. And to get everybody in the room doing that. Because, you know, in the long run, it's all about us holding higher vibrations consistently. And that's where we're going. The more we can hold those higher vibrations consistently, the better. And the more people that do it, the easier it is for us all to do it. I talk about this over and over, but it's just the most amazing thing. Imagine being in a room of 1 million people or on the earth or in the vicinity of 1 million people that are living in pure love and light with a high vibration all the time. How long would it take before you would be there too, consistently, the rest of your life? Well, there's already a million. There's 1.5 million apparently under Mount Shasta, and there's more and more humans that are getting to hold that state all the time. It's not long before it won't even be work anymore. It will be work to get out of that high vibration. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thanks for listening. And may you get all the downloads you need precisely in time as we head into the evening, into the rest of the weekend, into the weeks ahead, to the months ahead, to the years ahead, into lifetimes ahead. Blessed be. Hold that frequency. Hold it. Hold it. And be free. Take care.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Joe Vitale. I'm one of the stars of the hit movie, The Secret. And I'm the author of way too many books to even list here, including The Attractor Factor and Life's Missing Instruction Manual. You're listening to BBS Radio, so fasten your seatbelts, get ready to be inspired and informed. You're in for a wild ride.
Hey, this is Rick Holden, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com, just the best darn internet radio network there ever was or ever will be. And you can get my song, Killing Me, on my album, Holding Out, at RickHolden.com for less than the price of 2 gallons of gasoline. Wait a minute, I just checked. Make that 1 gallon. Sorry about that.
Girl, you're killing me, but what a way to go.
We've seen a lot of fooling. is over and over, we rediscover. Need to step back, move forward. Same desire unfold. Very same reasons all told. And though history's been written, be that as it may, and embrace the dawn. Now call it what you will. There's no open war, not till all is still, and we know it no more. We can shorten the arc by writing wrong. And all about God.